Rude cartoon closes city. This is Dave Ross. The first call came from a Boston subway worker who noticed this panel of LEDs about a foot square with circuit boards, batteries, and wires, and phoned the police. And then, one of the cops noticed that when he brought the panel into a dark area, a cartoon character lit up and flipped him off. And he realized the reason for the circuit boards and the wires was, well, that's how you get LEDs to light up and flip you off. The strange thing was, these panels also showed up in Atlanta, Chicago, New York, and in Seattle, where not one person called 911. Although, in Seattle, I figure it's probably the pot.
Dude, did those LEDs just give me the finger? I don't know, man, but you look just like a porpoise.
Anyway, I guess you could argue that Boston is now officially the most vigilant city in America. Except, well, the gizmos have been there for 3 weeks and even been posted on a blog with a picture. So Boston authorities now realize they closed the city and even alerted the U.S. Northern Command over a TV show that stars a talking milkshake, which means heads are going to roll. And so far, that means two freelancers who were hired to place these things around town. Because, as the Boston Globe said, anyone older than 8 should be able to understand the dangers of staging such a stunt in the post-September 11th world. And true, there's not a lot of humor in the post-September 11th world, but at least it's easy to find irony. One of those under arrest is Peter Berdovsky, an artist with a goatee and wild hair, who it turns out came here from Belarus. He came here in 1996, seeking asylum for opposing the dictatorship in his native country. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.